Joel, you had a question from one of our listeners, Fred, down in Illinois.
Yes, Fred is a frequent listener who often writes in with questions, and I'll read it in part. He says, Bob, is it time to begin thinking about moving to a more focused approach on value rather than large cap growth? He says, if growth, income, and preservation of capital are the drivers of a retirement portfolio, it would seem that value might offer the best chance of achieving some of these goals.
You know, Fred, that's a fascinating question for a number of reasons. One is, if you look at large cap value, so folks, what we're talking about is large companies on the value side of the equation. So simple terms just means they have below average PE ratios, typically are the home of the high dividend payers. Absolutely my favorite area of the market. Over most 20-year rolling periods of time in the 20th century, value, large value, made more than everything else. The point is, you're simply getting a deal when you buy a value stock because it's below average in valuation. And you tend to buy the slow growers, the banks, the insurance companies, the utilities, companies that pay nice dividends. You know, for the longest time, dividends were 40% or more of your total return. And that lesson got lost on a lot of folks that were chasing the growth stocks. So, Fred, here's the specific problem that you've got in just going into value. In the beginning of a business cycle, you're better off in the value camp as you emerge from the downturn, as the phoenix rises from the ashes, if you will. You get growth as a given, so most investors migrate to the value side of the equation. About halfway through the business cycle, Fred, you're going to want to pay up for growth. So historically, the baton gets passed to growth stocks and kind of stays there for the rest of the cycle. Think back, Fred, in 1999, if you weren't just in a handful of growth stocks, you weren't making any money. So by 1997, you know, we got past the Asian financial crisis, the long-term capital management problems, the Russian problems, and investors, just all they did was cling to growth stocks. I like growth for a lot of reasons, but it's not my favorite area of the market. Most people are better off having a combination of value stocks and growth stocks. And Fred, the particular problem this year has been in biotech. You know, I know that's an area that you followed because of your career, but the point is, biotech was on a tear last fall and then sold off, and it'll come back again. But growth had absolutely swamped value for all of the fall into the wintertime, and the sell-off that we saw in January into February really took its toll on some of the social networking stocks in the growth camp, as well as the biotechs. So, you know, I like your question. You kind of say it the best. If growth, income, and preservation of capital are the drivers of a retirement portfolio, it would seem that value might offer the best chance of achieving some of those goals. And you're absolutely right. You know, we tend to focus on large value here at the firm, but we always want to make sure that we've got money in growth, because statistically, Fred, the second half of the business cycle, growth stocks do better than value. You know, if I'm making you a bunch of money, you're not going to care where it came from. So we appreciate your writing into the show. We enjoy your questions.